Joining us on the line this morning on the TroCare College Live line is Roxanne Casey. She's a parishioner at Our Lady of Perpetual Help in the Old First Ward, as today is the deadline to submit counter proposals to the diocese of churches that are right now pegged for closure. Roxanne, thanks so much for joining us this morning. All right, today is that deadline, and people, including yourself, have been trying to save Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Do you have a counter proposal ready?
Our parish does have a counter proposal ready. It is submitted. However, we, the parishioners, have been told that our pastor will not sign it. As of the date of last Wednesday, that's what we were told, he wouldn't sign it. And we are not recommending another Family 22 church parish to be closed. So we chose not to follow the guidelines that were given to us by the bishop and Father Brian, because we truly, truly feel if we follow those guidelines, we're just not functioning as a unit on behalf of our Christian family. It just bothers us so much that they are pushing us against the wall and telling us, make a counterproposal, and if you stay open, throw somebody else under the bus. That is not Christian-like. That is not... just everything they're doing, it's frustrating. Your question was, do we have a counterproposal? We do. It was submitted. We believe our counterproposal is going to be rejected because we are not following their guidelines. And when I say rejected, we expect to get a letter back from Father Brian stating, since you didn't follow the guidelines, we are not accepting your counterproposal.
Okay, and you indicated too that your pastor will not sign it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think you can hear it in my voice. Totally frustrated. What we were told was our parish, that our council came up with a counter proposal, which was influenced by us, the parishioners. We were told by our council that the pastor came up with his own counter proposal. Then I was told via a text that our pastor's proposal, it sort of gels with ours, yet we haven't seen it and we haven't heard about it. And frankly, we don't trust it. So because the pastor did not sign it, we believe we're going to receive a rejection letter because the pastor did not sign it.
Well, all of this sounds like a complete distraction. What's the mood been like actually at Mass, at church, over the last month?
Well, it's, you know what? They're trying to break our spirituality, and I'm not going to allow them to do it for me. However, they are chiseling bit by bit pieces of our spirituality down, but we have to stay together, united, and do the best we could for our church, our parish, and even at a larger scale, the Diocese of Buffalo. And you're right, it is, everything is confusing. It's like a bait and switch tactic that they're using. Like, look here, no, look over here. And that there's rules and guidelines, and they're changing every day. Again, from what we're hearing, we have been a parish that unfortunately have not had those, quote, meetings with our own clergy in attendance. So the only statements and that we are getting back is from our council. So our trustee, we have one trustee in place, and we have a council. And they're coming back, and they're telling us, and, you know, they're working their hours, and they're trying to do the best they could. But frankly, I believe we're outschooled. So we got to do something about it. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. The mood in yesterday's Mass, I actually went in, and there were a handful of people, parishioners there, a couple from another parish were there. And I chose to go out to Ellicottville, to a different parish, to go to Mass yesterday at 11:30. I didn't have it in my heart and soul to sit inside my church yesterday. It is wearing on me morning, noon, and night. I am not the only one. It's wearing on everybody.
Because you can see what the writing is on the wall. You know, Roxanne, we're hearing that the week of August 12th, that they're going to hold meetings with these parish families, hour-long meetings on each counter proposal. Can you attend that? Do you know?
Well, this is what the guidelines for that meeting is. The meetings are going to be from the 12th to the 21st, we're told. They're going to be an hour long, and the pastor will be in attendance, and he can choose two people to go with him, along with other clergy from the church, are more than welcome. So the clergy from the church, a deacon that may be in some situations, or maybe a retired priest that has been filling in, so the clergy is more than welcome and encouraged to go, and the pastor gets to choose two people. I would imagine it would be our trustee. I don't know who the other will be, but no, we are not allowed to go to those meetings. And you know, this all goes back to, if a merger is necessary in a church, they must have just cause for a merger. If a closure is slated for a church, it has to be a grave situation. We have not seen the just or the grave situation yet. Tell us what, I know we're all hearing, you're hearing, lack of priests, all this, but what does it truly go back to? It goes back to the Chapter 11 scandal, sex scandal, the lawsuits in place. I mean, it goes back to the money. So we're hoping still, and it's not just hope. I'm telling you, there is action that are going to be taken by our parishioners, by our parish, by other parishes, that we're not just going to sit there and allow them to bulldoze us. We're not going to do it. We are essential. To ask us to either accept their recommendation to merge or close, that means they deem us as a non-essential entity. How is that? We are essential to this community. Our community deserves a church. It is, you know, I'm sure you heard the saying, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, known as PETS, is the heart of the old First Ward. This is such a tight-knit community with the church right in the center of our neighborhood. It is the heart of the old First Ward. That is the heartbeat of everything. We are essential, and I and every person down here, and we have parishioners that come from Grand Island. We have parishioners that come from Lackawanna, South Buffalo, the South Towns, that come to our church down here because it is home. And I don't ever want to hear that again, that the church is just a building. It is not just a building. It is us. It is the parishioners. It's the community.
Roxanne, you mentioned with us before that you're kind of, in a way, resigned to the diocese deciding to close your parish. And I'm wondering if people there have been looking at what their next step is going to be. I mean, for a lot of people, I'd imagine it would not be as simple as just, okay, moving over to the next closest parish if your church were to close. Are people talking about other denominations of, you know, moving on somewhere else? What are those conversations like?
Okay, to that exact question, yes. Unfortunately, it does break my heart. I have talked to other parishioners, lifelong parishioners, that are stating that they will not go back to the Roman Catholic Church again. They will break off and go to another denomination. However, that is not the path that I'm choosing. That is not the path that many are choosing. We are going to retain our church. I'm telling you, we are going to retain this church.
Some way, somehow.
It sounds bleak, but let me tell you, we are going to do it. We are going to do it. There is just too many, you know, to mention the word canon law. You know, there is a law of the church, and we got to do something. We have to do something. We are not going to allow this to happen. We must take action.
Well, Roxanne, thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll continue to follow whatever happens.
Okay. Thank you, Susan Bryan, for having me.
Sure. That's Roxanne Casey with Our Lady of Perpetual Help in the Old First Ward.